A robotic mission to orbit Uranus, a probe that can land on a potentially life-supporting moon of Saturn, and a better plan for astronauts to do science when they go to our moon. These are among the top priorities outlined for NASA by a group of planetary researchers. NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce, with one of the coolest assignments at NPR, joins us to discuss this new report. Hi, Nell.
Hey there.
Okay, first of all, I understand this is a pretty important report. Why does it matter so much?
Well, it matters because it's basically a highly influential scientific wish list that's put together just once every decade. So there's lots of cool places out there to explore. Scientists would love to go everywhere, but money is not unlimited, and at some point, decisions have to be made. This kind of report is how the field of planetary science sort of comes to a consensus on what missions seem the most compelling. Every 10 years, the prestigious National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine convene a bunch of experts to review the state of the science and make a list of priorities.
Okay, so what are the priorities?
This time around, the big headline is a mission to Uranus. It's a blue ice giant planet like Neptune, so smaller than a gas giant like Jupiter. And it's got a lot of icy materials around a rocky core. Now, studies of planets around distant stars show that ice giants are probably the most common kind of planet in the universe. But NASA has never sent a spacecraft to orbit an ice giant and study it closely. I mean, Voyager 2 flew by Uranus back in 1986, but that's about it. And then the other destination that these experts say NASA should visit is Enceladus, and that's an icy moon of Saturn. It has geysers that spew out water vapor from an underground ocean, and that means a probe could land there and analyze samples that originated deep within and then sort of rain down on the probe. And, you know, they could see if conditions there are right for life.
Wow, so cool, Nell. Okay, so a moon of Saturn, what about our moon? I mean, do the experts prioritize that? Because I understand NASA is trying to send people back to the moon sometime in the next decade.
That is a tough one. The report is super excited about the scientific potential of human exploration of the moon, but it also raises real concerns about whether good science will get done there by the astronauts. It says it looks like the scientific payoff of the first landings that are planned might be minimal. Basically, they say NASA has to reorganize itself to make sure high-quality science gets incorporated into moon trips. You know, since the Apollo moon program ended, human spaceflight has been sort of separate from planetary exploration, and this report says NASA needs to fix that disconnect.
Huh. Okay, so briefly, we heard a lot of exciting ideas from these experts, but does NASA tend to follow the advice?
Generally, yes. I mean, so-called decadal surveys like this one have a real impact with NASA, as well as with Congress, which controls the budget. The last time around, the top recommendations were to bring home rocks from Mars and send a probe to Europa, a moon of Jupiter, and NASA is now working on both of those.
Wow. NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce. Thanks, Nell.
Thank you.